we're going over what it is that we're trying to do at the school and teach people how to work with chi energy in the right way. And chi energy turns out to be bioenergy, or the energy that your body puts off naturally in the way of biophotons. It turns out biophotons is a type of light, and it's a type of light that has different attributes to it that is kind of unique. Each biophoton is able to carry 4 megabytes of thought power, that your thoughts that go out from your body also come out as biophotons, naturally communicates with itself and other bodies through biophotons. It's an amazing way of uniquely building up your body that you wouldn't readily think you could do in this particular way. And yet what we're trying to do is show students that if they follow our step-by-step program, that they can actually get this up and working right, where they'd be able to really feel it in this physical way. We started feeling chi energy as just this magnetic pushing, pulling type of sensation. We show that on the palm test that go over with people of how to feel chi to begin with, and how to tune into it in the right way by feeling this pushing or pulling sensation that they'll feel between their hands. It'll feel kind of like maybe a magnetic pushing or pulling. It could be a little bit on the hot side or cool side, depending on the type of energy that they're putting out of the body at the time. And the more intensity or emotions you put into trying to feel the chi, the hotter it tends to be. And what we do in the school is teach people that there's all sorts of ways to put out energy, and if you follow the way that we're showing people to put it out, you get such better results. And the prevalent thought out there is that if it's hot, make it hotter. So we could feel it even more, because when you put a temperature to it, you can feel energy so much more than you normally can. But what we found out through scientific study and research is by keeping it too hot, you actually are causing all sorts of problems on your own body. So we now teach how to put out good feeling energy, how to cool the energy down in the first place, because it has a tendency to come out more like electricity, or these biophotons act the just way that electricity acts. And if you know anything about electricity, it tends to be on the hot, destructive side. And what we found is by cooling your energy down, not only could you control it in much better ways, but you didn't go through the typical side effects that a person would go through who builds up pretty hot chi. It wasn't really until I got into the soft style of what it meant to even be on the soft side or on this yin side that I started seeing a whole nother side of chi that I never even knew existed. That was that you could use it in this healing way. It didn't always have to be this destructive, powerful type of thing. I thought of it more in this Superman type of way for the most part, and it really doesn't work that way. It works as electricity works. To work with electricity in the right way, you need to change the attributes. And so that's what we started learning and teaching in the school, is how do you change the attributes of this electricity that you're putting out, this bioenergy, these biophotons, how do you make them good feeling and cool? It was easier than we thought. You can actually cool things down simply by using your mind in the right way and getting over to this good feeling side where you expect it to do or be in the way that you want it to put out, so that you start working it in that way. But it was kind of foreign. It's something that you don't really think of, that you would have to change what this energy is like in the first place. And it does kind of make you think twice about it. A lot of people who first join in the school, they start learning that first nerve fiber building exercise that we teach. And I think they come in with the wrong kind of expectation. They want to try to make that into as strong as possible exercise as they can. And they want to get all this power out of this beginning exercise, even though they really haven't trained their body to handle that kind of power if they could get it out of the exercise to begin with. What we tried to explain to them is during the first year of training, we need them to get over to the thinking about chi in the right way, which is seeing it as electricity. You can get over to using it in an extreme ability way when you can build up enough of it. The ability to build up enough of it is hard in the first place, because unless you make it good feeling and cool enough, you can't cultivate a whole lot of this without you having to release it pretty quickly. So the only way you're going to be able to build up a lot of energy is if you make it good, filling, and cool enough. And then to be able to do that, you got to watch the thoughts of making it really powerful, because if you made it really powerful, it tends to be on the destructive and hot side. You have to think about what it is that you're really trying to achieve before you get into a school like this. We're teaching healing techniques and how to do different types of extreme abilities. What we're teaching really does lead to much more powerful exercises. Like the first one we got on the nerve fiber building, that's not really a very powerful exercise compared to some of the ones that you learn in other years that we teach. And nor would we want to teach you the very strongest one right out the get-go, because you would just overload your own body and then get bad side effects from it. And nobody wants to go through bad side effects if they don't have to. We help people avoid bad side effects by teaching them and starting them out how to build up their body in the first place, to handle more and more electricity. And then once they start building up that chi energy or electricity, what type of attributes they're going to have to keep it in order to continue to build in a strong way. And that's probably the hardest thing to understand, is that we want to give out strong exercise and to get people started in the right way. We know you have to do it in these increments in order to do it successfully. And the only way that you can get around or build up a whole lot of energy over time is by making that energy feel good and, again, cool enough where your body will accept it. If you really want to go to a high level in energy work, you have to get down the principles of what's involved and how do these biophotons work. Because bottom line is, once you start learning that you can actually put information in your own biophotons simply by thinking of it in the right way, these are how we can take you to these other levels that other people wonder and think that, well, is that even possible? And it really is possible, since the world does actually work this way. That's what we're trying to get across in our school, is not only are we going to take them to these higher levels because we now know how it works, and simply by using the roadmap that we have made for them, where it keeps them in this very safe way of being able to build up large amounts of chi, we're actually teaching a person how to build up their own electrical system in the best way. We just go right into the meat of what you need to do in order to get really good at this. We bypass all that extra time that is wasted, and with a 30-minute time session by doing specific things that we take you through, you'll be really good at learning how to do or project chi energy. Coolest part about a school like ours is you can come in basically almost any age and really make a lot of gains in a very short period of time if you're willing to follow our step-by-step program. The full first year is all about teaching students how to put out the right kind of energy, and that really gets them prepared when we take them into the second, third, or fourth year, when we keep adding in stronger, much stronger energy exercises. Is after they have learned in this first year to make this energy feel good, filling, and cool in the first place. When you do have a very strong energy method like we do, you do have to go in with these rules in mind that, okay, in order to pull this off in the best way, I need to kind of follow this step-by-step way they're talking about. And the ones that do that do really, really well. And I'm always amazed at how we get emails and phone calls of the different things that they're now able to do simply through going through the training like it is. You can right from that first week start getting this over to this good feeling and cool side, and each day you do your exercises, you feel better each time you do them all day long simply by starting out in the morning and doing your energy exercises in the right way. They will amplify this good feeling and cool mood throughout the day. And that is kind of the main thing that we wanted to get across to people, that we are so different than the typical energy modality out there. Talk to an instructor and they will actually show you what this is all about. Thanks a lot.